Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Circulate, spread out wide. Grab your partner, go hog wild.
Big balls and cowtown, we'll all go down. Big balls. Working on the railroad, sleeping on the ground, eating saltine crackers, 10 cents a pound. Big balls in cowtown, we'll all go down. Big balls in cowtown, we'll dance around.
On now. Oh, Brother Leon, look out at what you're doing. Got a crippled knee, you know you can't dance like that.
Put on your new shoes, put on your gown. Shake all them sack blues, the big balls in town. Big balls in cowtown, we'll all go down. Big balls in cowtown, we'll dance around.
And that was Bob Wills and the Texas Playboys.
And by the way, he's still the king, Bob Wills.
Oh, I guarantee he is. Yeah, I guarantee he is. Hey, family, I hope you listened to yesterday's show. If you didn't,
shame on you.
Yeah, shame on you. Go right now and catch the podcast. Go get the podcast and listen to it. We talked about blue-green algae with Bob Lusk, and we talked about how you want to build a pond or a lake. He's got stuff online, his school's online that you can go look at. And then we talked... Well, we talked to Dale Starch, and yeah, I did.
Deer and doves.
Okay. June, July, August, September. Well, really, June's already started. July, August, September. We're only looking at around 90 days. It's dove season. I don't even want to think about all that heat between now and then, but Dale has some openings. Whether you need some singles, he might have a large opening. Whether you have a group of people to go hunting up in Brown County, that's where he's at, up around Brownsville. And they do have a lot of doves. He said this year right now they got a lot of doves. Who knows what will happen by September.
You were saying they got some water down there.
Yeah, they got some water there. So they got rain, in fact. They got some good rain in places up there. So... There's some tank water.
We need a good rain.
We need a bunch of good rain. A bunch of it. I don't know what it's going to take.
Maybe that's what it'll do to the summer, just rain. It'd be nice.
Wouldn't it be nice?
I doubt it.
I know we had the horse gore on one time. It's been years ago. And I guess 2008, 2011. He says, Kenny, you know, a five-year-old kid walk outside and it's raining straight down. It's going to scare the hell out of him.
What's that?
Because they haven't seen rain. A 4 or 5 year old kid, and I'm sitting there, wow, okay. What's that? Yeah, what is it? What is that? What's that falling out of the sky?
Is that liquid sunshine?
It's rain. And they wouldn't know what rain was because they had never seen it. And yeah, that's kind of crazy to think of it. It was like 2000, well, there was several years there, 2008, 2011. That it just didn't rain. And he's right. It would scare the heck out of a kid that walked outside and it was raining and it just didn't see it. I mean, it wouldn't know what it was. So, yeah, that'd be crazy.
But you want to know one thing that has changed since 2011?
What's that?
The population.
Oh, yeah. We got a lot more people.
A lot more people drawn off that lake.
One thing I noticed that we talked about was zebra mussels. We have a lot more zebra mussels in the lake, and I don't know how that's going to affect our fishing. I don't know. I don't know. I'm going to have Tom Lang on before long, and I'm going to ask Tom about what Bob was saying yesterday about the red ear sunfish. Red ear sunfish are snail crackers. They have these grinders in the back of their throat.
So they crack them shells.
They can crack a mussel. Yeah, they can crack that mussel. They eat the guaga mussels. That's why Arizona stocks them in their ponds and canals and such to eat the guaga mussel. So why wouldn't they do the same thing with the zebra mussel? I don't know. I don't know. Just something to look at.
Maybe they taste different. I don't know.
And a red ear sunfish will get 3 to 5 pounds. Think about catching you're out there perch jerking and you catch a 3-pound or 4-pound perch.
That's like the size of a dinner plate.
Yeah. And it'd be good eating too, because it's going to eat like a crappie. Yeah. That would be fun. It'd be something different. And then you get all of the fly fishermen fishing for them and catching 2 or 3 pound bluegill. That'd be crazy. It would make a whole new category to fish for. You get to catching 3 to 5 pound bluegill, a sunfish. Think about it, folks. Talk to your Parks and Wildlife. I'm going to talk to Tom Lang. He's a head of fisheries he's the head of the Freshwater Fisheries Center. And I'm going to mention it to him. Bob said he was going to bring it up. So, I don't know. That's something to look at. I know catfish eat them.
Do they?
Oh, yeah. Catfish. You'll find a lot of the zebra mussel in a catfish. And blue cat, there's a lot of them. Smallmouth bass eat them. Because remember we had Sean, he was telling us about how if you catch a smallmouth bass, they'll die in your tank. If it's rough, because it beats them up and the zebra mussels cuts them inside out, cuts the insides up. That's how sharp they are, family. I mean, they're sharp. We got quite a few on Buchanan now. I was hoping we wouldn't get them, but I knew better. We got them now. And we did find out that ducks and geese eat the fool out of them.
That's what you're saying, Egyptian geese?
The Egyptians and the ducks. They eat them. And I mean, they will clean. We had a big board that was covered in them, big piece of plywood. It was laying in the edge of the water. And I was sitting there watching them. They're pecking at something on the sides. I said, what's underneath that thing? So I told Graham, one of my guides, flip it over. And when he flipped it over, it was just covered in zebra mussels. And I mean, as soon as he flipped it over, those geese and the ducks were on top of that. And they cleaned that thing in about 15 minutes. And it's 4x4 sheet of plywood, 3/4-inch plywood, and they cleaned it. I mean, nothing left on it.
And asked for more.
And yeah, they wanted more. But if they couldn't rip it off, they would sit there and work it back and forth and then to eat it. Now, you think about a duck or a goose, they have a gizzard. They eat rocks to chew things up
grinder.
With their gizzard, a grinder.
Yeah.
So.
Them shells can be grinders.
That's exactly right. It's a grinder. It can be ground up and then use that material that came out of that shell to help grind other things. So, yeah. I mean, that's perfect. Maybe we need more ducks.
Maybe.
I don't know. But
we don't need is more zebra mussels.
No, we do not need more zebra mussels. I assure you that one. They're going to be here. They're here. Well, they're not going to be. They're here.
We got to deal with them.
Yeah, we're going to learn to deal with them. We got quite a lot of them on Travis. I mean, Buchanan. Not covering the cables yet.
But they don't like brass, we found out.
They don't like copper and brass. Anything that's got copper. And if they will not stick to
it. They won't stick to it, yeah.
So brass they won't stick to. I guess we're going to have to learn how to copper coat cable. Because you'll put a 3/4-inch cable in. And in a matter of a month, it's 6 or 8 inches around, covered in zebra mussels. Eric's saying, Ken, I got music on you. You need to shut up and get out of here. We're going to talk Sean next. We'll visit with Sean here in just a little bit, find out what's happening up on Lake Belton, and we'll see y'all in a little bit. Then Chico, then we're going to talk to Brian Mader. Not Don Gordon, Brian Mader. You're going to have to stick around and find out what we're going to talk to him about. See you in a little bit, family. Four kids on the corner, trying to bring you up. Willie picks a tune out, and he throws it on the hum. Down on the corner, out in the street, Willie and the folk boys are playing, bring the nip up, happy feet. Rooster hits the white coat, and people just got a smile. Lucas bumps a good bass, and solos for a while. Four boy twangs the rhythm out on his column too. And Willie goes into a dance, doubles on the zoo.
Welcome back to the Sunday Sportsman here on Sports Talk AM 1300, The Zone. Now back to the Bud Light Studios and your host, Ken Mylov.
Hey, man, what's going on? Hey, what's the good word there?
Good word is we found Sean. We're going to find out what's happening out on Belton and those other lakes up and has his part of the world. Good morning, brother. How are you?
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Man, I wish the air conditioner would cut on and turn this heater off.
Oh, man, I'm ready for that, too. It's just, it ain't supposed to get this hot this early.
Like September, August, sometime in them.
What's it going to be like then?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, it's just crazy. I know last week we were in Oklahoma, Kenzie was playing in a softball World Series type tournament up there. And, you know, believe it or not, it was like anywhere from 25 to 30 degrees cooler up there than it is here.
Yeah. I mean,
rain almost every day.
Really?
Yeah. They're not hurting for much water up there. They got plenty. We need some of it down here.
We got that dang high pressure right on top of us, and it ain't going to let no rain. It's going to go all around us, but it ain't going to get in through that high pressure and get to us.
Right.
Oh, well, I guess we have to learn to live with it. We have zebra mussels in Buchanan now, and lots of them. Nothing like y'all have on Belton. We've only had them now a year or so, I think.
Yeah, I think they've been up here for a few years now.
Yeah, they've had them out there. They found them first in Texoma. Then they found them in another little lake up there by Texoma. Then it was in Canyon Lake. Then Travis. And somewhere in there, Belton was in that part, in that bunch too. So, yeah.
It's crazy.
Well, we got them, so... And we're already starting to clear up at Tao. Water's already getting clear.
Really?
Yeah. It's not the deep, dark green that it normally is. It's getting to be a lighter green, and you can see deeper in the water now.
Wow.
Yeah, I don't know. I had one guy, he says, Ken, zebra mussels, they're going to help the smallmouth bass. I says, okay, but I'm not a smallmouth bass fisherman. He says,
right.
Yeah, I don't know. But I guess we'll find out. We'll see what happens and go from there.
Time will tell. You know, you just got to do like they say. What is it? Clean, drain, dry your boat. Make sure you don't transfer them from one place to another.
That's it. That's all we got to do. I don't know how we got them. I'm sure they were hauled in a boat, whether it was, one of these wake boats or bass boat or whatever. They were brought here by a boat. So, oh, well, now we got to figure out how to live with them and go from there. That's all we can do. So, catfish eat them. Bob Lusk, pond boss, he says, Ken, we're going to have to talk Parks and Wildlife because what they do out in Arizona and out west, they have the quagga mussel, which is an invasive species also, much like the zebra mussel. What they put, they stock red-eared sunfish that are shell crackers, and they'll bite them, rip them off, and then swallow them and crack them with these crackers they have in their throat and eat them. So,
oh, wow.
Maybe that's what we need in our lakes. And they'll get 3 to 4 to 5 pounds. Can you imagine catching a sunfish that weighed 3 or 4 or 5 pounds?
I've only seen them on Facebook.
Yeah, I know. So that's, you know, if they stocked them, possibly, you know, these fly fishermen, that's what they're chasing is bluegill and bream and such as that and sunfish. Could you imagine catching a 3 or 4 or 5 pound sunfish?
you'd be fishing a bass tournament and hang one of them just like when you hang a drum, a gasper or something. You think you gotta get the net, and then he come up into the wrong species.
Yep.
Holy cow!
Big old perch. Yep, that'd be it. And that's supposed to be good eating too.
Yeah.
So
real good eating.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe we ought to look into putting start stocking those. I'm sure there would be a reason. That's an invasive species too, and they'll eat this. And okay, but they eat zebra mussels. So I think, that's all I'll say.
Yeah.
I bet you they're figuring it out. They're working on it.
Yeah.
You know, they're trying to figure something out because they started in the 70s. In Lake Erie, and they got here in the early 2000s. They got in Texoma, I believe.
Yeah, I think it was around then, yes.
So now we've had them. Now they're in, let's see, the Dirty Lakes or Texoma, another lake up by Texoma. I don't know if Tewakini has them yet. I'm sure they do. We've got Buchanan. Anything below a big lake has zebra mussels. So Buchanan has them. Now Inks Lake will have them. LBJ, they've already had them before we did. Then Marble Falls and Travis, well, they had them before we did. And then all the way to the Gulf of Mexico, and then Lake Austin, Town Lake, and then all the way to the Gulf of Mexico. And so, and same way, you know, with y'all, everything in the Brazos, below the Brazos, is going to have them.
Yep. So, and, you know, when they open the gates on these spillways and dams and stuff to filter all the water down, you know it's got to come through there as well. So, like you said, anything below the lakes of an infected lake, I'm sure, has got the same thing.
Oh, yeah. They got them. So, and a tablespoon of water can have 1,000 to 2,000 of these microscopic babies in it.
Right. And didn't you say something about, I think, what in a lake there's millions of them can hatch?
Oh yeah, once the zebra mussels hit about 6 to 7 months old, then they will lay 500,000 eggs. Half of them will be female, half of them will be male or somewhere in that area. Then in 6 or 7 months, that half a million will will lay eggs, and then you see how fast it grows from there?
Yeah, real quick.
Real quick, real fast. And they can spawn twice a year.
Yeah, and that's not good. So we need to try to do our part of doing what they say to kind of help slow the spread down.
Yep. So, or figure out maybe Parks and Wildlife, maybe I'll look at the red-eared sunfish as a shell cracker to eat them. Blue cat do eat them. You told us that smallmouth eat them because y'all have had trouble with keeping the smallmouth alive tournaments up there.
Yeah, and the live one because they bounce around and it could cut their insides up. Mm-hmm.
And these things are sharp, sharp, sharp. The shells are, and they get thick when they start attaching. I mean, they are thick.
Yeah, we've seen people pull their boats out of marinas and docks and stuff where they've been sitting for quite a while, and then they take their boat to the shop because they're, well, sir, my boat won't crank. Well, because the prop and everything around it's infected with them.
Yeah.
Zebra mussels and the shells get up in there and just locks everything up.
Yep. That's their pain. That's all they are. I mean, it's going to cost more for water to drink, for drinking water, because of them, because the tubes that they have in the lakes, the zebra mussels get in there and then fill that tube up. Then they have to go in there and grind them out. And so they're nothing but a pain. That's all they are. It's going to cost everybody more money.
Yep.
The only good
thing. That is correct.
Only thing that may stop them, they don't like hot water. They wasn't sure if they would. I don't think they'll go below San Antonio. That's what they're hoping. So we don't
know. Right. And I guess if there is a benefit to this hot weather, you know, warm these waters up on these lakes around here because they're getting so shallow now.
Yep.
Maybe it'll kill them off.
Well, I don't know if it'll kill them, but hopefully it'll slow them down anyway.
Yeah.
So you been fishing any?
For the last couple of weeks, I haven't, but I am going, you know, today. But everybody that I've talked to.
That's tough.
You know, with it being so hot, it is hard to fish during the day.
Yep.
Because you need to fish around where there's lots of shade.
Yep.
Or fish at night. They're catching a lot of numbers of fish at night.
Yep.
But nothing really big. But if you don't fish at night and you're going out early in the morning, like when the sun's coming up around 6:30, you know, when you can see a little daylight.
Mm-hmm.
They're throwing topwaters and stuff around the bank.
Okay. Tell them how to find you, brother.
My phone number 254-702-9218, or they can email me shownewson@hotmail.com.
Appreciate it, brother. We'll holler.
You bet. Y'all be cool today.
Be good. Stay cool. Hey, family, Chico's next. See y'all in a little bit. Thank you, Callahan.
Way again. After the way she did me, it's a sin. How could she just walk out and leave me? After all these nights in her arms, look where I am. And I've got $2 in the jukebox.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Welcome back to the Sunday Sportsman here on Sports Talk AM 1300 The Zone. Now back to the Bud Light Studios and your host, Ken Mylov.
Hey, man, what's going on? Hi, what's the good word there?
Hey, family, we found Chico. Now you knew that already when you heard Lowrider. So, good morning, brother. What are you up to? Trying to stay cool?
Good morning. Yes, exactly. Trying to, you know, get the gardening and the lawn and stuff done early.
Oh, I mean.
Because it's that time of year, you know. Do it when it's dark if you can.
Yep. You notice how fast your garden just kind of melts in this heat? You got to get out there and water.
I do. I notice you start seeing the sensitivity of certain plants, these thin leaf plants. And I guess I had a few herbs that were not really supposed to get full sun.
Mm-hmm.
So I lost some time. Believe it or not, lost some time. T-H-Y-M-E.
Yeah.
But and I had to move a couple of things because they were just starting to get a little bit too scorched. Had to move them, and then I looked at them, and they were supposed to have about, you know, 6 hours of sunlight, not full day.
So how's parsley, sage, and rosemary doing?
The parsley, sage, rosemary, and thyme are all doing good. They are, and I do have all of that. That's true.
My okra has started. It starts wilting, and I'm saying okra is not a. It's a full sun, hot weather plant, and it's like, get us the hell out of here.
Well, I've got some Anaheim peppers that I'm losing the tips of them. They're all the tips are brown, about one third from the stem to the tip. It's all brown. So I'm going to lose those. And I planted a whole bunch of them. I think it's the heat because they normally take that kind of heat, but I don't think they take that kind of heat this early in the growing. You know, they need a little bit more health to them and a little more bulk to them before it gets this hot. So it's going to hurt the peppers. Now the small ones, they're loving it. They're just popping up and just going to be a ton of them again. So I need more big peppers. I don't need more big peppers.
They're getting rain in New Mexico.
Yeah. And that's the monsoons. Yep. Well, the monsoons start up about right now. So that's nature at work. So it should help us. And I'm hoping that we get a hurricane. I'm thinking there's so much moisture in the Gulf. It's time for those to start walking in here.
Even Jerry says, you know, even though I live down here, I think we need a hurricane or a tropical something. I said, a big tropical storm come in just below Corpus Christi, about Kennedy down there about over the King Ranch. Comes up and then turns out over Kerrville and Johnson City and comes up over the hill country and dumps a bunch of rain all the way through. He says, that's exactly what I'm thinking.
Yeah, we want to be on the east side of that landing just enough to just get that rain good. But, you know, hurricanes are like that. You know, everybody wants one. They don't want it in their backyard.
No, heck no. He says, no, it needs to come in over the King Ranch. There's nobody out there.
Okay. Yeah. Well, we got the RV. Well, I didn't take it. My son-in-law took the RV, so it's parked down in Rockport. And I told him, because every time we do that, a hurricane comes. So put it down there.
Heck yeah. Maybe it'll make sure the insurance is up on it.
Well, you know, we all live in Seguin. It's, what, are we about an hour and 10 minutes away? We can run down and grab it. It's not that hard. But that's what we've had to do. And so we're just kind of like throwing up the Lieutenant Dan Dare. You call that a storm?
Yeah. Did you – how far is Adkins from y'all? Adkins? A-D-K-I-N?
I'm not familiar with it. I'd have to look
it up. A place called Texas Barbecue. They had a big fundraiser last night or yesterday evening for the families in Uvalde.
In Uvalde, yeah. Yes. In fact, they're having another one here. Supposed to be today, so there's going to have a big supper going on all day and a bunch of fundraising and people. But they've been running stuff back and forth. There's a lot of people here that have been taking the goods and going over, and also going over and helping and sitting with them and, you know, taking care of kids while the parents get business done. A lot of different services. So it's good to see that. And it's good to see healing starting.
Yep.
That's
yep.
really what is. We need something good to happen here in Texas.
Yeah. I don't know what it's going to be. I think we should, I don't think we should mess with hunting rifles. AKs aren't hunting rifles. Now, I'm sure the people hunt with them, but.
Yeah. No, they're. Well, you know what? I don't want them to mess. You know me, I'm a libertarian, so I don't want them to mess with anything.
Well, I agree.
I really think that what we're missing the boat on, again, for the 20th or 30th year,
yeah,
is the mental issues
and
being able to identify these people. You know, we've given everybody does have rights, but these rights we've got to start addressing is we're letting a lot of people out of jail. There's a lot of DAs right. that are letting bad people out.
Yep.
And there's a lot of people that they have identified have mental issues, and they do get let back out without any kind of other counseling or support. So I think that's what we need to do. We need to have something else that helps these people to have somebody to talk to.
Or have social.
Have somebody to vent to, you know.
You'll have social media. Watch. And if you see some kid posting a bunch of pictures of a cat or a dog or a puppy he killed, I think that ought to be put up somewhere, you know, because
yeah,
in fact, that's what they said, that the kid.
Well, I'm not into conspiracies either, but I've gone across the country here in the last week and talked to a lot of people, and this topic is on every outdoorsman's tongue these days. And one thing that kept coming up from everybody we talked to is, and here we are from Texas, and I don't have a question to, where did this kid get SWAT gear? Where did this kid get the money to buy that AR and 1,000 rounds of ammo?
Yeah.
I can't get but a box at a time.
I know it.
How is he able to come up with 1,000 rounds?
Yeah.
So it's kind of, you know, there's some questions.
And all the banana clips that he bought, and I mean.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. You know, that stuff is almost mail order now, and if you buy it at any store, it's a place you trade at normally. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I think we have a lot to learn about. You know, and people say, well, he walked in the store and bought it. Well, where did he get that kind of cash?
Yeah.
And how do you secure that kind of order? So,
yeah.
You know, I don't know. I'm laying low. I'm laying low.
I don't really like to talk about it because I'm a hunter. And I don't want nobody messing with my guns.
Yeah.
So.
Well, I'm not too worried. You know, we've been responsible.
Yep.
We don't break laws like that. So, and I have nothing. There's nothing to hide. If people want to come in, I've got, you know, what I have, we've got tracked on and where we bought it.
Yep.
And I can defend my possession of anything.
Yep.
But I was a former Navy gunner's mate and worked on things and was, you know, certified and all that, and as a range instructor. So far, if anybody wants to have questions, then come on over.
Yeah.
I'll give you some answers.
Yep. Yep.
But I don't think we have to worry about that. I think that we have an election coming up that will change everything.
I think we're going to change a lot of things myself. Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree with you. But, oh, well, that's enough about
this
politics.
The Sunday morning, you triggered that one.
Right? I know it. No, that's enough about politics. We don't need to yak anymore. I don't know. It's something that we're going to have to sit and figure it out. And they will. And then we'll.
Well, mm-hmm. You know, it is on. Is it on sportsmen's minds right now?
Oh, yes,
again,
it is.
It's a topic. So we have to all. Take a breath and think about all this, I'm sure.
Yeah. I know one thing that some of these gun store owners tell me, says, Ken, this is the greatest thing that ever happened. I said, what do you mean?
I know.
You can't say. We can't tell you how many rifles and guns we're selling.
Yes.
And ammo. It's crazy.
Well, that's what was in the news in Missouri. that they've broken records and sold out. There's no more guns to be bought. The good ones are gone. So, you know, that's what happens.
You.
There's a run on it. And you know what that shows is that people really don't want to give up the right to defend themselves.
Yep.
You know, if that many people are out there buying what they can, it's because they see a need.
Yep.
And that need can be personal, and the law says we have a right.
Yep.
Chico,
we got to go.
Yes, we got to go.
We got to go. Tell them how to find
me. All right, my friends. Well, you know where to find me. Keep Austin Fishing on Facebook, the original. You can find me on Ken Milam's pages. And if you want to find a lot of cool stuff, we've got Adam Zen Garcia has a new YouTube page for music.
There you go.
And as usual, pawnboss.com.
Thank you, brother.
We'll see you guys. Thanks a lot.
Be good. Be good. Hey, family, we got to thank Callahan's General Store. Thank you. And we'll see you on the other side. We're going to talk to Brian Mader next.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Welcome back to the Sunday Sportsman here on Sports Talk AM 1300, The Zone. Now back to the Bud Light Studios and your host, Ken Milam.
Hey, man, what's going on? Hey, what's the good word there?
Good word is we found Brian Mader. Now, the reason we're talking to Brian and not Don Gordon, Don told me yesterday, he said, Ken, you need to talk to Brian. He's the one who runs this thing. He fishes the tournament. And so it's the Tuesday nighter on Lake Travis. He can give you more of what's going on the tournament and what and where to fish and what to fish with. So good morning, sir. How are you?
Good. How are you today, Ken?
Can't complain. Wouldn't do any good if I did. So,
no, that's for sure.
Now, y'all are Tuesday night on Lake Travis.
That's correct.
What's the one down here? Who used to run it? The one over here in Lake Austin. It's on Wednesday night, I think.
Oh, Donnie O'Neill had that at Lake
Austin. Yeah, it was Donnie O'Neill. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. I think they still do it. It's just they don't have a big turnout, but they still do it on Wednesday night. So,
okay.
If you'd like to fish Lake Austin, you can still get on Wednesday nights down there.
I think he is probably going to be the Wednesday nighter on Facebook.
Yes, that's correct.
I think that's right. Yep. Okay. So how's y'all's tournament? Now you're connected with Texas Tournament Zone. And,
correct. TTZ hosted Tuesday night, and I just run the event on Tuesdays.
And you do some fishing with it too. So Don says you'll know more about where the fish are and such as that at night.
So right now on Travis, Tuesday night, just a little history. We do big bass has to be 7 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
And usually we pay out 4 or 5 times a year for a big bass. Well, this year we have not had a 7 pounder caught yet.
Oh, heck.
So the pot next week is going to start at $1,030.
Good gosh.
Before even entries even come. Now, the bass has to be 7 pounds, but, I mean, it's been an off year. A lot of limits, a lot of people catching fish, just can't find a big one a lot.
So, $1,000, what's the entry fee?
$40.
$40. Now, do you have
to put... No membership fee, so if you don't fish any TTC stuff or you haven't in the past, you don't have to pay a membership fee. You just have to have $40 a boat. Two people, you can fish by yourself, it's $40, or two people, it's $40.
Do you have to throw something in the big fish pot or no?
Nope, that's all included. All for $40 is all included.
That's a deal.
It's a real good deal. And you know, it's a good thing too, because there's a lot of people out there that like to want to try to fish tournaments that mm-hmm. haven't really fished tournaments and they don't know where to start. A Tuesday nighter is a good place to start because you get the experience of takeoff, managing your fish, coming to weigh in, make a little money if you do well. And it's not, you know, it's 3.5 hours. We start at 6:30, weigh-in's at 10.
Do they have the shallow points marked? So if got a new guy out there wanting to fish it, and he doesn't go across the shallow area and tear up a motor?
They are marked pretty well. The lake does have buoys out mm-hmm. blinking on most of the points around the dam where you can't, so you can see where they're at.
Right.
If you run farther up the lake, you might come across some areas on the south, or I guess it would be the west side of the lake that
mm-hmm.
has some shallow spots that you kind of got to be careful about. But for the most part, the lake is safe. I mean, then you don't have near the boat traffic on a
right. That's on daytime.
A Tuesday night as you do on a Saturday or Sunday. And I'm on a trip right now. My guys are just now catching a fish. So
you said, damn, dude, I'm sitting here talking on radio. Hey, guys, there's Ned over here. Y'all can net the damn thing, okay?
Yeah. Y'all land it, let it go. Yeah. I'm on the phone right now. I can't talk right now. I can't help you.
So. Y'all get the hooks out. Don't worry. Oh, you got a hook in you? All right, don't worry. We'll get that in a minute.
Yeah, we'll get it later. That's all right. Don't worry about it.
You ain't going to bleed out. Don't worry. So, I've been a guide a long time, so I know what's going on. But, yeah, so the main thing is this is something that people want to get out, have a good time, get on the water, and possibly they can work during the day. And then after they get off work, they come in, put their boat in, go fishing, have a good time, and possibly make a pretty good chunk of change.
Right now, the way it's shaping up, that is possible. And the thing about the Tuesday night with the big bass is, though, by some chance, if we don't catch one through the end of the before our last tournament,
mm-hmm.
probably be sometime in the beginning of September,
mm-hmm.
all that money goes into the payout for the last tournament.
Good gosh.
So, but you have to have fished one tournament before that last tournament to be eligible to win the carryover pot. So if you just show up on the last tournament and that's the first one you fished, You can win the money, but you don't get to win the pot money, if that makes sense.
Yeah, and the payout right now, when did y'all start? Back in April?
We started in March, like 15th, around in there. When the last daylight savings times we had, that's uh-huh. when we started. That first
and it's over $1,000 now. So by September, you're looking at a chunk of change.
Oh, correct, because we still have 2.5 months to go.
Yeah. And and it's been about 2.5 months, March, April, May, June. Yeah. So you're looking at another 1,000 plus in correct. September.
It could be $2,500 if we don't catch one before the year's over. Cause you know how that goes. The longer it goes with the pot gets higher, the more people show up, and the more people show up, the faster the pot grows too.
Y'all put in right there at Mansfield Dam.
Mansfield Dam.
The park there, LCRA Park.
And you can launch. You don't have to be here. You can come out at 5 o'clock and go run around and look around as long as you're back and registered and ready for takeoff by 6:30.
And when's it over? I mean, when do they have to have their chip on the table?
That chip has to be on the table. So what I do is I fish, but I get back early and I get set up and I put my phone on the table and I set an alarm at 10 o'clock. If my alarm goes off and I don't have your chip, you're late.
Okay. You're done.
Yes, sir.
You're just going to have to fish next week so you can make a little money.
And you know, it doesn't happen a lot, but I know one time last year there was a group that came in 5 minutes late, and they asked if they could just weigh their fish, and they would have won, but they were late.
Well, okay. So this is a good thing. Family, if you're listening and you're sitting here thinking, okay, you know, I want to get out and fish these tournaments, and but it's all during the day, and I got to work, and I got to work with the kids, and I got to go to watch baseball or football or soccer. Well, this is a nighttime thing. You can get out there and have some fun. Even take the kids right with you and get out there and have fun with it.
And it doesn't take time away from your weekend, and you still have your Saturday and Sunday to do what you want to do.
And it's not as hot.
Yeah, and it's nowhere as near as hot. That is a fact.
You know, and so, you know, right now we're probably close to the longest time, so you have less nighttime fishing. So you probably got about an hour in the dark right now. And mm-hmm. so the later we get, you'll get more, you know, obviously it'll get darker earlier, so you'll have a little more nighttime fishing, then it'll get cooler in the dark. So
where can they go find more about this? Is it online?
So you can go – TTZ Tuesday Night. Travis has a Facebook page. Mm-hmm. You can go to the TTZ home webpage, and there's a Tuesday night section under events that you can click on and see the results and postings every week. Announces the big bass and keep you up to date with what's going on Tuesday night.
So, and do y'all have a championship or anything like that?
No, we don't have a championship. We just have the big bass pot.
Okay.
We're looking at maybe making some changes for the future to make it bigger and better, but right now we don't have a championship for this Tuesday night deal.
So it's just something to get out there and have fun and catch fish and just be around the guys.
Yes, sir. And it's a good bunch of guys. I mean, it's not somebody, you know, it's not a lot of arguing and fighting, and you know, it's pretty much people talk and information's available. It's not all hush hush secretive mm-hmm. stuff. So if you're looking for help, you might can find some.
Tell them how to find you, brother.
You can find us at TTZ.com, or you can give me a call at Brian, or my phone number is 512-608-5231, and I can answer any questions or help you out with anything involved with Tuesday night.
Brian, I appreciate it. Be good.
Yes, sir. Thanks, Ken.
Thank
have a good
you,
one.
Sir. Thank you. Well, wow. That does, yeah, that was a lot more information than what Don gives us. So, yeah.
Well, I appreciate you letting me be on, and I'll be more than happy to talk whenever you need something, Ken.
We'll be hollering at you pretty regular. Don't worry. Give Don all a little hell. Tell him. Ken says I'm a lot better than you.
Yeah, Ken said don't bother calling next week. He'll call me back, so I'll make sure I bust his balls a little bit.
Thank you, Brian.
Yes, sir, Ken.
Be good, brother. Hey, you know, it's what it's all about, family. It's get out there and have fun and catch fish and do it at night. It's cooler, a whole lot cooler. And you want to talk, Eric? I see you pulled the mic up there.
Oh, fishing at night would be cooler if you did.
Be a whole lot cooler. I mean, and with Travis, you got all these marinas. You can fish those, and it's going to be fun, a lot more fun. Try it out, Tuesday Nighter. It'll be fun. TTZ1.com, put on there Tuesday Nighter Travis. You'll find it. I bet you can find it somewhere online.
And they are part of Texas Tournament Zone?
Oh, yes, they're part of Texas Tournament Zone, yes. Mm. Family, we got to get out of here. Next, we're going to talk. Next one just open. We're just going to BS. See y'all in a little bit, family. Y'all be good.
And I'll say no each night, but I'll come back to wind me up again. Wind me up, turn me on, and watch me cry for you. Lately, drinking warm red wine is all I want to do. And I never know how tight I'll wind me up till I walk in. But I don't care, cause I'll be back to wine.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
complicated. Left me anew to ride. She complicated. Complicated, left me a mule to ride. The train pulled out, I swung on behind. Crazy about a hard-headed woman of mine. Man, my baby long, great gosh almighty, my baby tall.
Hey, family, how's everybody doing out there? Hope you're doing well. I hope you're where it's cool. Oh, it's not as hot this early in the morning, but
it's still warm.
It's still warm. I mean, it's almost 80 degrees out there right now. Ugh.
And there's no dew, and there was no dew on the lawn. So that's what's cool.
Oh, I know. It's just there's no humidity. I mean, I feel sorry for the. You know, we're gonna have to get some rain because the trees are gonna start dying like they did in 2011. We had up in the hill country, we was having cedar trees die, oak trees die, because it didn't get rain and there wasn't no water for them in the ground. Ground is dry. It's powder keg dry. I don't know. We got to figure it out. We got to figure a lot of stuff out and see. We got to figure out the guns, got to figure out the rain. We got to figure. Yeah, we got. I think we'll just sit back and see what happens and go from there. We won't figure it out. We'll just live it as it goes. But, yeah, you know, we've been talking about it. We need a hurricane or a big tropical storm would be good.
Tropical depression, yes.
Tropical depression. Come up about just south of Corpus. Come around, go up, and come around. Oh, just below San Antonio. It needs to go above San Antonio and come in through Junction and, yeah, stay west of Llano just a little ways and the Hill Country to get a bunch of rain. Gillespie County, Hill Country's in they're getting rough. It's getting tough out there. I don't know what cattle are eating. Not a lot of cattle in the Hill Country right now, but what they're eating is what they're being fed. I can tell you that. Deer, same way. It's one thing, you know, with deer, with this drought, there's not water for them out there. A lot of the tanks and ponds are going dry. And that's one thing we were talking to Shane Levy last week, the week before last. And he was saying, Ken, deer can make it if they don't have, if they're not being fed, but something they have to have is water. End of story.
Even if they're eating trash.
Well, he said they can eat twigs and bark and all that kind of stuff, but
they just need water.
Got to have water.
Everything needs water.
That's it. And so, yeah, we need a shower. We need rain. No, we don't need a shower. We need a hard.
A deluge is what we need.
We need a frog strangler.
Or a nice, you know, week of just steady rain.
And then a frog strangler.
And then a frog strangler.
Yeah, that's when you fill up the troughs or fill up the tanks, fill up the ponds, river runs, fills up big lakes. And that's when we, yeah, that's what we need. We need about 4 days of 3/4 to 1 inch of rain, just a good steady rain. Then the last day it comes, a frog strangler, and fills the rivers get up, and then everything starts, you know, fills up the lakes and fills up all the ponds and tanks. And, yeah, that's what we need, something like that. So, yeah, so I put that in. Y'all start paying the preacher, and hopefully we'll get it. I'll start giving the preacher something, too. So maybe we'll have, maybe between all of us, we make it happen, family. Hopefully. We've been talking, you know, we've been talking weapons and guns and all that kind of stuff and don't really want to talk about it, but it's something that we need to look at as hunters, as the correct hunters that do it right. You know, there's a bunch of people out there that don't do it right. In fact, that was one of them, the guy in Uvalde. I don't know. I'm not going to get into that one. I don't want to be that guy. I want to, I just want to do my thing right. And now our politicians, I just don't want to talk politics this morning. It's Sunday morning, and I feel sorry for all the families in Uvalde. We hopefully that these fundraisers are helping y'all. I really do hope they are. And if there's anybody out there that want to let us know about a fundraiser that we can mention on the shows, we'd be happy to. You can get hold of us through the show. Go to on the website and go to the front page, and there's a way there of contacting us, and do it. Just let us know if we can talk about a fundraiser for you or whatever you got, and be happy to. It was a bad thing, very bad thing. My heart goes all out to all these families that lost kids. Really, really, that's a horrible thing. And anyway, we can help. We're here. Let us know. Crappie fishing on Buchanan has been good. Crappie fishing's been real good. They're about 20 to 25 foot of water on the trees and such as that.
So they're looking for structure.
Yeah, that's exactly what they're looking for, structure and cooler water, and they're down there in that cooler water. The stripers have been tough. We've got plenty of stripers. They're just not biting that. Stripers don't like hot weather. Even the hybrids that do bite in the hot weather because they're a striper white bass cross, they're not doing what they ought to be doing. And
When it's hot, I don't really feel like eating much.
No, I don't either. I don't want to. No.
I don't want to expend the energy.
Yeah. So the catfish, now catfish have been doing good. Been catching some really good, nice catfish. There are a lot of 2 to 4 pound blue cat, lots of them. And they're in anywhere from 5 to 6, 7, 8 foot of water, 10 foot of water. I had one of our customers, he had a cabin at our place, and he comes, Ken, yeah. I put a little old wade line out. I said, yeah, did you catch anything? He says, I had a 16-pound yellow cat on that wade line. I said, well, yeah, you got a fish fry.
Thanks.
I said, I sure do. And he said, but now, and then the next night, I saw him the next morning. Did you catch anything last night? I got a 28-pound blue cat. I said, you got a mess of fish just out of 2 fish. Yep. So that's what it is. You know, the fish are coming up in the shallows, chasing the shad and chasing the perch and the bluegill, and that's what they're putting there for. He was using cut bait, I think. He was using cut perch and cut shad for bait. So just get out there and do what you want to do and catch fish. And you can fish on the windy side of a point where the wind's blowing in. You can catch a bunch of fish out there on cut perch, cut shad, carp. I use the red meat off of carp. I guarantee you there's fish to be had in these lakes. And
they didn't walk out.
Nope, they have not walked out yet. They didn't grow lungs and they didn't grow legs. But they are going down, so watch them. You may go through a place one weekend, next weekend, it may be a hazard. So you better check it out. Make sure you got a fish finder running, because there's some bad spots out there right now. Stuff coming up that hadn't been up in a while. I hear music, so I know we got to get out of here. We're going to talk to Gary down at Burnham Brothers here in a little bit, and we'll talk about Carnivore. That's his radio or television show, Carnivore. So we'll see y'all in a little bit. Gary's next in a minute.
And feed her well. For this is your news.
Welcome back to the Sunday Sportsman here on Sports Talk AM 1300 The Zone. Now back to the Bud Light Studios and your host, Ken Mylove.
Hey, man, what's going on? Hi, what's the good word there?
Hey, Porter, would you tell me the time? How much longer will it be till we cross that Mason-Dixon line? At daylight, would you tell that engineer to slow it down? Or better still, just stop the train, cause I want to look around. Hey, Porter, what time did you say? How much longer will it be till I can see the light of day? When we hit Dixie, will you tell that engineer to ring his bell? And ask everybody that ain't asleep to stand right up and yell.
Hey, family, we've got Gary Robertson on the phone with us right now and visiting with him. He owns Burnham Brothers, also does a television show called Carnivore. And I think your television show's doing – is that – I am just going blank this morning, Gary. Carnivore, y'all are on which channel?
We're on Pursuit, and I think we're airing our 12th season right now.
Yeah, I know you're 12 seasons because I had Hawk on when y'all first started, and I have been going 12 to 13 years. So, yep. And when Carnivore first came on, I had Hawk on the show, we were talking about it.
There you go. Well, yep. He was so bad, you haven't had him back, I noticed.
Well, I'm using the host now. Don't have to use the camera guy. Got the host on.
There we go. All right. Well, it's good afternoon. I thought we were going to do this morning, but golly, this afternoon's great.
Well, I just wanted to heat up.
There you go. And I'm going to stay under this air conditioner. I'm not going to walk around outside and talk to you.
No, it's too hot for anything. Y'all hadn't had any rain up there, have you?
Well, we had some scattered showers a little of the week and a half ago.
Yeah, about when we had our
places in the county. We actually we got some pretty good rains. Right at the house here on the edge of town, I think I had about an inch and a half over about a 5-day period. So it helped.
When Gary's talking the edge of town, that's Menard. No.
Yes. Oh yeah.
Yes,
right,
Menard.
Here on the west side of town.
Yeah. And if you want to find Burnham Brothers, it's in downtown Menard, Texas.
It's downtown.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's downtown.
You may need a map to find it.
And is the San Saba River running?
San Saba River runs right here behind the office.
I know. That's the prettiest river. That park they have there in Menard, that's the prettiest park with all those pecan trees and the river running through it. It's just pretty there.
Yes, sir. We kind of enjoy it. I was born and raised south of San Antonio, and, of course, we didn't have any water unless it was in a stock tank.
Yeah.
And to be able to live up here where there's some running water, it's kind of a blessing, and I guess it's why I haven't left.
It's kind of pretty around Menard, and there's pretty good people that live around there. I know a bunch of them.
Yeah, yeah. We've got a few we'd like to run out of town.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, for the most part, we got some good folks here.
And there's some good fishing in that San Saba River when you find a hole.
Yes, sir. I'll send you a little video clip I took up the river the other day. I didn't know if you could, you know, of course, I'm a hunter. I'm not really a fisherman.
Oh, yeah.
But I decided that I would start feeding those catfish to see how long it would take to gentle them.
Mm-hmm.
And I was shocked. It took a couple of weeks before anything started coming. I fed them the same time, you know, every evening. And after about 2 weeks, I had a few little old, you know, fingerling channel cats start hitting it.
Mm-hmm.
And then from there, they kept more and more started coming. And gosh, now I don't know how many I'm feeding, and some of these old things are pretty big, you know, probably 10-pound fish.
Oh, yeah. You'll have to talk to Bob Lusk. We had him on yesterday. And Bob works with Purina Mills. And they make a floating, let's see, part of it floats and part of it sinks, a fish food.
Right.
And they Chico, he's always telling us about the, you know, the they have ponds all around there where they make this stuff at their headquarters, and they're constantly feeding and pulling the fish out and measuring them and seeing and weighing them and putting them back in. So that's their research. And Bob sure. Lusk is one of their biologists. In fact, on the fish food, his picture is on the back of it.
Okay.
So
well, like I said, I grew up in South Texas. We had stock tanks, and we had, you know, we stocked them with those little hybrids.
Yep.
They were channel and crosses, but and when from day one that we brought them in there, they would feed, I guess, because they had been started on feed.
Right.
So it was real easy to get them on, you know, on the floating fish food. But I was amazed at, you know, how long it took them to gentle down to come to feed mm-hmm. there in the river.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's also been very amazing is to see how easy it is to spook those fish.
Oh, yeah.
That are wild like that. I mean, if you do anything that's, you know, a little bit different,
mm-hmm.
They pick up on it and they'll quit you.
Yep.
They might quit for a week or two.
Now, you can catch one or two when you're feeding them. But that's all they're going to let you catch. The rest of them leave.
I'm sure that's right. I haven't even tried that yet.
Yeah. And you're going to have to get a floating lure, you know, like a fly that looks, and they make them, that looks like fish food.
There you go. There you go. Well, so much for fish. Let's talk about hunting.
Okay. That works for me.
Yeah. Yeah.
Did you and Larry go do y'all's thing?
Excuse me?
Did you and Larry Washington go do y'all's thing?
We've done a couple of things, and we went to New Mexico and hunted, and it was just terrible. We got up there, and it was cold. There was snow everywhere, and we went to a big old ranch that I've hunted in the past, and the coyotes just weren't there this year.
Really?
They'd kind of been working on controlling them, and they weren't calving yet. And I think those coyotes had moved off that ranch and kind of gone to, you know, to where some cows were calving.
Mm-hmm.
I'll get back up there and it'll be better now. But, you know, when we were there, they were just a very few coyotes and they were really widely scattered. So we ended up picking up and coming back to Texas. And Larry was supposed to have met me when we were going to go back up close to Tahoka and hunt there. And he couldn't make it, so Steve and I went anyway and had a great hunt with our new best friends. And right there around Tahoka, hunted some over around down around Gale. Some of you may know where Gale, Texas mm-hmm. is. Some, and then we hunted up around Paducah mm-hmm. On another ranch. So we had a really good hunt up there, got to see some different country and had a great time. And I'll, you know, made friends for life. Just that's the neat thing about hunting, you know, is going with people that, you know, I didn't know a week ago, and now they're our new best friends, and, you know, we're planning on hunting and doing other things together.
And you know, going to these ranches with what you do, you take the coyotes and the cats off of their place, and these ranchers are just tickled to death because they know that the only reason the coyote's there is to, if a goat gets down having a baby or and a kid, they are going to get eaten. And
that's
if a cow gets
happen.
Down calving and she's down, they're going to get eaten. And
yes, sir.
Got to get rid of the varmints.
Yes, sir. We left there and went on up. Steve and I went on up to hunt with some buddies up around McLean, Texas, and hunted north of there. And everywhere we went this year, the wind was terrible. You know, anytime you're in a drought, you're going to get winds.
Yeah. Yeah.
We got blown out everywhere we went. So one day we're up there, and we hunted for a while that morning. Did pretty good, and then the wind got up 30, 40 miles an hour. We had to quit. Steve said, well, what are we going to do this afternoon? I said, there's a town up here. As it turned out, we were only like 7 miles from it. It's called Mobeety, Texas.
Mobeety.
And are you familiar with
Mobeety? No, I don't know that one.
Okay. You need to know about Mobeety. And if you watch Carnivore this season, you will know.
I will learn about it. Okay.
The neat thing about Mobeety, I said, pull that up. That's a really historic sound. And if you watch Carnivore, you know that what we do is tell stories. Mm-hmm. We do a lot of hunting, but we try to build a story around who we're hunting with or where we're hunting.
Let's stop it there. Let's stop here and we'll pick it back up. We got to let the station make a little money. Is that okay?
There we go.
We'll talk about Mobeety after this, family. We're talking to Gary Robertson, Carnivore, Burnham Brothers. See y'all on the other side, family. Thank you, Callahan. Someday I'm gonna grow and glow till I'm so blue, pure, perfect. I'm gonna put a smile on everybody's face. I'm gonna kneel and pray every day, lest I should become vain along the way. I'm just an old chunk of coal. But I'm gonna be a diamond someday.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Welcome back to the Sunday Sportsman here on Sports Talk AM 1300 The Zone. Now back to the Bud Light Studios and your host, Ken Mylove.
Hey, man, what's going on? Hey, what's the good word there?
I've got a tiger by the tail, it's plain to see. I won't be much when you get through with me. Well, I'm a losing weight and I'm turning mighty pale. Looks like I've got a tiger by the tail. Well, I thought the day I met you, you were meek as a lamb. Just the kind to fit my dreams and plans. Now the pace we're living takes the wind from my sails. And it looks like I've got a tiger by the tail. I've got a tiger by the tail, it's plain to
see. Hey, family, we got Gary Robertson on the phone with us. Host of Carnivore and owns Burnham Brothers in Menard, Texas, and he makes the call and this call's made. Good morning, Gary.
Good morning. Good morning. Yeah, we're still out there thrashing and hunting.
Yep. Let me tell you something. I want you to go look, not right now, but when you get home, get on the computer and hunt up Pig Brig. Pig Brig, P-I-G-B-R-I-G, Pig Brig, and look at their hog trap.
All righty, I'll do that.
It is the, and you're going to sit there just like me. Why in the hell didn't I figure that out?
There's a lot of things I didn't figure out.
Oh, when you see this pig trap, it was developed. A guy was in the Army. He was in the Philippines. They had a hog problem in the Philippines. And they don't have panels over there. What did they have? Cargo nets. So the guy had to figure out how to use cargo nets to make a hog trap out of. And when you see it, you're going to sit there and, why in the hell didn't I figure that one out? Because I'm supposed to have one coming in, and I bet we'll be shooting a video, a show for you, or we'll take it somewhere. Because this thing It's the damnedest thing I ever seen. I've just seen videos. I haven't seen one. We've had the guy that is over the educational part of it on the show before. It's crazy. When you look at the video, Pig Brig at pigbrig.com, you're going to sit there and, wow. Well,
we got plenty of hogs to catch.
Oh, we got plenty of hogs. Now, apparently Germany does too. Germany has ordered 200 of these things, these traps. They've ordered 200 traps. The state, the government in Germany have. That's how well they work. And I just wish the heck I'd have figured it out before he did. But I'm just glad that somebody figured it out, because hunting them ain't going to be the way we control these feral pigs. Trapping them, not sure about poisoning them. There's going to be some stuff come out on the market, but
we can't eat our way out of this problem.
No, we can't eat our way out of this problem. That's for sure. But
I think you got to do everything.
Yeah, you do.
You know, in order to control them. And then, you know, they say if you don't kill 75% of the population annually, you're actually losing ground anyway.
Yep. Because sow will have, 6 to 12 pigs in a litter. And then within 6 months, those pigs, or maybe a little longer, they can have a litter, those sows.
That's right. Yes, sir.
So they can multiply in a hurry. And
there you go.
We got lots of pigs. So I'm sitting there, and I remember we had Larry on one time, and it got me thinking. Is Larry, he said they were doing when he was with Texas Parks Wildlife as a biologist, and they were doing a study to see how many pigs eat fawns when the does are fawning. They found 12 different DNA bones and checked the DNA, and there were 12 different fawns in one sow.
Boosh. And just think of the number of turkey nests broken up.
Quail nests.
By wild hogs.
Yep.
I see that as being a real problem in this country, you know, because they're ground nesting birds. And you know, hogs, they root under every one of these live oak thickets.
Yep.
And that's where these hens typically nest.
Yep.
And if they come across those eggs, they're going to eat them.
Rattlesnakes stopped rattling.
Yeah, rattlesnakes have stopped rattling.
They hadn't convinced me on that one yet, but anyway.
Well, you know, that's what I read. Eric sent me a video that where rattlesnakes quit rattling because the hogs heard them rattle and they'd go over and eat them, kill them and eat them.
There you go.
So all it amounts to is the rattlesnakes that don't rattle are the ones that breed now.
Well,
so they breed
survive.
More. Yeah, that's it. They're surviving. So, wow, that's all I can say. But we
there
have plenty of feral pigs.
We got plenty of hogs.
Yeah.
There were even hogs at Mobeetie.
Really?
Up there on the Texas Panhandle where it was wide open, nothing.
Well, I got a story for you. I was on a Mescalero, and we were on one hill, and across the valley was a bunch of, I saw these black, I thought they were bear. I says, look yonder. I says, Houston, look at those bear going up the side of that hill over there. And he looks over and he looks at and pulls his binoculars up. And he says, Ken, those ain't bear. I said, what the hell are they? He said, they're feral pigs. He said, they're wild hogs. I said, y'all have wild hogs on the Mescalero? Yep. I'm sitting there, wow.
No place is safe.
Nope. And I bet you that we were probably 8 or 10,000 feet high in the mountains.
Goodness.
And there's pigs up there. I'm sitting there, wow. Gary Higginbotham, he said, Ken, they can figure out how to live there. He says,
oh, yeah.
They are smart. He said, they're smarter than a dog, and they can figure out how to live. He says, we pinned up a feral pig, bunch of feral pigs in a pen, on a, around a tank so they'd have water. And then the when everything started dying, they started rooting up the cat claw and eating the roots of the cat claw to stay alive.
Yes, sir. They are very adaptable. They're like that old coyote.
Yep, they are.
They'll figure a way.
Yep. You know what? It got me thinking, maybe y'all ought to be doing a feral pig show, carnivore.
Well, we do some hog hunting, generally one or two episodes a season.
So,
and a lot of them, well, we did one where we were trapping them, and then most of the time we're, you know, using dogs, and it, they're pretty popular. I mean, it's hog hunting is a big deal in Texas.
Oh yeah,
it is.
Will they come to calls?
Yes, they will.
Really?
Yes, they will. Especially sows respond really well. And of course, when they come, they bring their pigs.
Right.
But they respond primarily to a squealing pig, and they respond very aggressively to it. If you know anything about hogs, just go out there and catch one of those little pigs and see what happens.
Oh,
and that's the way they respond.
Yeah.
Now, getting that old boar that's kind of a rogue anyway to respond is pretty difficult. They're so independent. But as far as calling sows and pigs, they call really, you know, easily.
Really?
Yes, sir.
I know I've been out varmint hunting in the middle of the night, and we walked up on a founder of them. And when they started popping them teeth, the guy I was with, he says, find a tree, find a tree. I'm sitting there, ain't nothing but mesquite trees here. Get up one. I'm saying, well, I'm a pretty big old boy. These trees are going,
yes,
just, they just lay down on the ground. Oh, he's find a big one and get up it now. And that's what I did. And
yeah.
Yeah, it's scary. Those pigs start snapping them teeth and you ain't seeing them and it's dark. And yeah, it's plenty scary. Gary, we're going to keep you on one more segment and we'll talk about carnivore then. And the call. See y'all on the other side. We got Gary Robertson, Burnham Brothers. See y'all on the other side, family. Thank you, Callahans.
Welcome back to the Sunday Sportsman here on Sports Talk AM 1300 The Zone. Now back to the Bud Light Studios and your host, Ken Mylove.
Hey, man, what's going on? Hi, what's the good word there?
Gary Robertson on the phone with us, Burnham Brothers and host of Carnivore, and television show, and me and him just been BSing and having a fun time. So that's what we've been doing. And
we're good at it.
Ain't we good at it? Only one, we just need Larry Washington in here, and we'd be really good at it then.
he's in Wyoming today, or headed that way.
Yeah, he's left out this morning early flying somewhere, and yeah, I remember all of that. He told me all about it, and because I was trying to get him in here with us. I wanted him to be in here while we had you on. And he says, no, I'm flying. I got to go do something for, was it DSC? Was it for?
I'm not sure. He was meeting Jim Zumbo there around Cody somewhere. And speaking, somewhere there around Cody, I think.
Yep, something like that. I don't know. But, he says, I've been flying a lot. I said, well, good for you, I guess.
Yeah, I'm not a flyer anymore. I'd rather drive and take advantage of these cheap fuel prices.
Yeah, ain't that the truth? Yeah, this gas is getting ridiculous.
I was gonna tell you the story about Mobeady, dadgummit.
Tell me about. I'm gonna hush up. You tell me about Mobeady.
Well, we got blown out on that hunt, as I told you. So I said, let's just run over here to Mobeady. I think it has a ton of history at this little town. So I said, Steve, Google it. So he Googles it. It says Mobeady, Texas is Panhandle Mother City. It was the first incorporated city in the Texas Panhandle. And I think it was described best by Charles Goodnight. And most folks know who that is.
Mm-hmm. Goodnight Trail.
Charlie Goodnight described Mobeady. He said it was patronized by outlaws, thieves, cutthroats, and buffalo hunters with a large percentage of prostitutes. Taking it all, I think it was the hardest place I ever saw on the frontier, except for Cheyenne, Wyoming. So I said, we're going to Mobeady. So away we go. As we're driving over there, we're reading more about Mobeady, and I thought it was a real classic. When they decided to apply for a post office, of course, they had to have a name for the town. So there's a Sweetwater Creek that flows right around town that watered town and Fort Elliott. And so they applied for the name Sweetwater. Well, it came back. They couldn't use Sweetwater because Sweetwater, Texas already had that name.
Right.
So they went to a local Comanche Indian and asked him what Sweetwater meant. And how do you say said it would say Sweetwater in Comanche. He said Mobeady. So that was great. They applied for Mobeady and had no problem securing that name. About 2 years later, another Comanche comes through town and they ask him what Mobeady meant. He said buffalo dung. So there was a little discrepancy there about what it meant, but there was so much history in that little town. That's where Billy Dixon was before the shootout at Adobe Walls and the famous long shot. And that's also where Bat Masterson got a start.
Really?
Yeah, you wouldn't know that, would you?
No.
If you hadn't talked to me today. Well, that's where he actually got his limp. Remember the old Western?
Yeah.
Who was it? Gene Barry or whatever that played his part? Anyway, he walked with that cane all the time.
Yeah.
And of course they showed him being a law officer in Dodge City, but this is where he was shot. He was dealing faro, and there in Mobeady, and he got into a quarrel with the Sergeant King, and both of them were quarreling over a card game and one of the saloon girls by the name of Molly Brennan. Well, Sergeant King drew his gun to shoot Bat, and she stepped between them, took the bullet, went through her, killed her, and the bullet lodged in Bat's in his hip. That's what crippled him. But Bat, of course, was able to draw his gun and kill Sergeant King. And from that day on, of course, Bat walked with that limp.
Yeah.
And that's where it all started.
Wow.
Mobeady, Texas.
Yeah.
A great story.
It is really a good story. Was there coyotes there?
You know, no matter where you go, you can always find those little nuggets, we call them. That one I thought was great.
That is a good one. I had never heard of Moby Dick, but, you know, you read all the old books that talk about Texas and Texans, and I've been listening to one, I can't think of the name of it, but it's in Texans had a pretty bad reputation back in the day, a long time ago.
Yeah, it was probably well-deserved.
Probably.
If you go back and read, like you say, those real interesting historical stories mm-hmm. about the old gunfighters and the buffalo hunters,
mm-hmm.
all of them went through, all these guys knew each other.
Oh, yeah.
It was over a period of about 25 years. They all went through Moby Dick, Fort Griffin, through San Angelo to El Paso. Some went to out into New Mexico. But like Pat Garrett, he went through Moby Dick. You know, the one that killed Billy the Kid.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Bat Masterson. Billy Dixon, and just the list went on and on of the same old gunfighters. They went through all these towns. And I think because most of them had, you know, U.S. cavalry posts there,
right.
They could make a little money playing cards. And so they all frequented the same spots.
Eric just told me we got a couple of minutes, so you better tell them how to find Carnivore.
Carnivore will begin airing our new season in July. We air in the third and fourth quarters, or you can just go to, you can download a free app on any smart device, and it's called Pursuit Up, UP, Pursuit Up, one word. And once you download that app, like I say, it's free. It has several categories. On the hunting category, if you just click on hunting, you'll find Carnivore listed under hunting, and you can pick whatever episode you want to watch without, you know, ads or anything like mm-hmm. that. So that's become a very popular way, especially for these millennials, to watch the show.
Yep. And hunt Moby Dick up.
There you go. It'll be on there this next season.
And of course,
we've been playing with the new ultrasonic game call. We do finally have a trademark, and it will be called the Freak. F-R-E-Q, which doubles between frequency. Being a freak
uh-huh.
and playing on sound frequency, which this call is all about.
Now, have you got them? Can you sell them yet? Have you got them enough to sell?
We don't have enough to sell. We're kind of still waiting on semiconductors like everybody else. It looks like we'll have a big run out in August or September.
Okay.
I hope we've got a 5,000 coming, and hopefully we can kind of catch up with a little of the demand for them. But it's been, we've just had a great time playing with this new toy. It's kind of made calling a new game for me again.
I want to play with one of these days. He's playing music on us, Gary. Thank you so very much, my brother.
All right. Thank you for having me again.
Thank you, Gary. Go look him up. Pursuit on the Pursuit Channel, Carnivore. Appreciate it. Tell everybody we said hello. And on Barton Brothers. Hey, family, we got to get out of here. We'll see y'all on the other side. Got to thank Callahan's General Store. We've got to thank y'all. Eric, appreciate making everything sound good. And we'll see y'all same bat channel, same bat place next Sunday on the Sunday Sportsman and next Saturday on the Great Outdoors. Y'all be good, family. Bye.
God bless Texas.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.